Mark chapter 4 and beginning at verse 30 on page 951. Mark 4 and verse 30. Again, Jesus said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? Like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." I experienced yesterday the transport system in London functioning as it should do. It was absolutely the smoothest journey I've had. I arrived at Putney Station, walked towards the platform where I thought the train for Waterloo might go from. A member of staff said, "Do you want Waterloo?" I said, "Yes." "Down there," he said, "you've 90 seconds. Got off at Waterloo, went to the Waterloo and City Line, and very quickly a Waterloo and City Line train came and took me to Bank. I thought, this is not, unfortunately, like it normally is, but this is how it can be. Bereft of all the frustration and difficulties that normally attach to travelling in London. It was just so easy, so smooth, exactly as I'd have wanted. And the same is true, I think, of being a Christian. Very often, we can begin to feel that being faithful, living as we should be, is quite hard work. And then we come across moments in the teaching of the Lord Jesus, like the one we've just read together, and realize this isn't at all what God intends. Actually, he wants it to be smooth, not to be difficult, not necessarily to be frustrating. And right at the start of this parable, it's clear the Lord Jesus wants to encourage us, to fill us with a new sense of anticipation. To excite us about the plans he has for us. This is what he's saying in verse 30. He uses a phrase at the start of this parable which would have rung a bell in the minds of his contemporaries, even if you and I can easily miss it. What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what picture shall we use to describe it? Centuries before, as those who were listening to him that day would know, the prophet Isaiah had said something almost exactly the same when asking a similar question about what God was like. He continued by giving his hearers all those centuries before a fresh insight into the character of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is doing something similar here when he speaks about the kingdom of God. He compares it to a mustard seed, something that was a byword at the time for being the smallest object around. But it was also something that everyone who was listening to him that day would know would eventually grow into the largest of trees with the most luxuriant of branches and dominate the landscape all around. And faith, which is how the kingdom of God is expressed in your life and in mine, is exactly like this. No matter how small we sometimes feel our faith is, how concerned as we sometimes do feel that we're not firing on all our spiritual cylinders, that's not the end of the story. After all, no one who looked at the Lord Jesus and his motley group of disciples wandering round the Galilean countryside would instinctively have imagined that they'd been given the responsibility to bring in the kingdom of God in a fresh and powerful way. They were, after all, so far away in Galilee from the centres of influence and decision-making, so different to those sophisticated Jewish religious leaders in the temple in Jerusalem. They didn't look like people who'd make a lasting impact on the world, let alone people who change it. We, of course, know that they were and they did. But it would not have been at all obvious at the time. But like the mustard seed, which Jesus talks about in verse 32, God was working out his purpose in his own time and his own way. This tiny seed, this byword for the smallest of objects, would eventually grow because that's what seeds did. However unlikely it looked like at the start, it would eventually grow. In the same way, as we remain open to the Holy Spirit, we will inevitably grow as Christians. That's what Christians do. Not only deepening our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but also becoming increasingly sensitive to the opportunities he gives us and how to respond. That's how the kingdom of God spreads. He wants to encourage each of us about this, to fill us with a new sense of anticipation about what he's got planned, to excite us about his Father's ideas, so that when we feel we're just too busy to pray, when we're getting distracted from God, when we don't feel holy enough to be included in his plans, he says, as you try and engage with me, you will grow. He wants us today, in the few minutes left, just to pause and look back and see how we've grown as believers over the last few years. See what we often miss, which is the difference you and I have made for Jesus. We often look at others and see what they've done. We don't often accept what we've done ourselves. He wants to ask us, after we've been encouraged that we've grown, are we still growing as Christians? Are we still maturing? And if not, what's stopping us?